Napoleon once said that an army marches on its stomach. Turns out that all kinds of troops need care and feeding, including movie makers with their long hours and tight schedules. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg presents her annual pre-Oscar series, Hollywood Jobs, with the role of craft service.
Movies just love food. Making food.
Don't be afraid.
No fear, Julia.
Take your knife, confront the duck.
Serving food.
Well, the spaghetti comes without meatballs.
There are no meatballs with the spaghetti?
No, sometimes spaghetti likes to be alone.
Or scaring you to death with it.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner.
Pepper left.
Any vegetables?
Sweet and sour. Off screen, the army of movie makers must eat. And on any set, it's up to craft service to feed them.
Well, today I set up a little breakfast something, a little coffee to get people going.
Servicing not so much the stars, but the crew, the craft workers, gaffers, prop masters, costumers, electricians. Craig Conover began in craft service years back. Now he works at their local union.
The actor that makes $20 million a film, they can have fresh lobster flown in every day. That's not the problem. But it's the guy that's hauling around the lights and the camera. They need that sustenance so that they can do the 14, 16-hour days in some reasonable amount of comfort.
In the old days, craft service didn't do food. Movie folks either ate in the commissary or brought in brown bag sandwiches. Even big stars did that. Humphrey Bogart, maybe, Gary Cooper. Then Hollywood became big business. Work days lengthened. People wanted pizza to tide them over.
You know, who's going to order the pizza? Well, we'll have the craft service guy do it.
That's how their food duties began. They've always done all the odd jobs. Craft service sweeps up broken glass after a movie car crash or fake ash from a volcano. Craig tells an old saw about the movie elephant who divests itself of a meal on location. Someone nearby runs over to clean it up.
And the craft service guy stops him and says, No. It may look like crap to you, but it's my bread and butter.
Tomatoes, carrots, broccoli.
Charlie Scott, craft service on the film Burlesque, has been buying the bread and butter, the veggies, the hot dogs for movies for 15 years. First thing every day, 6 days a week, 57-year-old Charlie pushes a cart through a supermarket.
It doesn't matter what time I get off. I get what you call a wake-up call at my house at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Cottage cheese and strawberry.
Gonna buy any chocolate?
Everyone eats chocolate.
And this is just the morning snack. The hot movie meals, breakfast, lunch, supper, are done by a caterer. Charlie Scott is Mr. Between Meals, Mr. Food on the Run. His morning shopping cart runneth over $260.67 worth of in-between. By day's end, he will have spent $1,000 to feed 250 people. That's nothing. Charlie did craft service on an Adam Sandler football film with thousands of extras in the stands.
It was called The Longest Yard. We had 5,000 background a day for 30 days. That's not even included the crew. In the summer months, I had a crew just for water. I had another crew with just to clean up. I had another crew with just food.
Can you take this out for me, Gibson?
Fewer mouths to feed on today's shoot. At Sony Picture Studio in Culver City, Charlie hauls the groceries into his trailer.
And this is a craft service truck.
This is my prep area.
Burlesque, the film he's servicing, stars Christina Aguilera, Stanley Tucci, Cher. She has her own chef, but comes to Charlie's table, too. He says she eats lots of veggies and drinks water from glass bottles only, no plastic.
Good morning.
They're shooting on Soundstage 23. When it was MGM, Fred Astaire and Paul Newman worked here. Just off the set, Charlie and his son, Charles Scott III, fill long tables with platters.
We have a fruit basket, bananas, apples, chips, bagels, peanuts, Cracker Jacks. There's also cookies.
One of the dancers in Burlesque inspects the offerings.
You're very scantily clad. I can't believe
yes.
You eat anything here because you're very slim as well.
I actually eat a lot, surprisingly.
she'll dance it off on the set.
Stairs out on the front now.
It's a once grand burlesque club. Lots of gilding, a silk-swagged stage, round cabaret tables with little lamps. The light is soft and sexy. Back in the food trailer, Charlie Scott is making a smoothie for someone who's not feeling well.
Strawberries, blueberries, banana, giving her some natural fruit. Natural fruit.
A little Mother Nature healing from Mr. Kraft Service. Then it's time to get the next round of snacks going.
What would you like me to do, Dad?
Give me a bag of mangoes, a bag of apples.
Charlie's put two sons through college.
Yep.
Charlie, three, has worked for his father for 9 years.
So it's going to be a dynasty. You'll inherit the business one day, maybe.
Similar to the Ming, yes. Similar to the Ming dynasty. But you know what? I love what I do. I'm very passionate about feeding people.
It's a family passion, and the reason Glenn Gaynor of Sony's Screen Gems division hires Charlie Scott.
Yep.
Glenn says the hardworking Charlie is good for the stomach and the psyche.
He's definitely the first person on the set, and he's got to make sure that when everybody struggles their way at 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning to the set, that the coffee's on and the coffee's hot. And Charlie is always smiling and is always happy to see you, and he gets your day going. Both heart and mind and soul and spirit are all taken care of in that truck.
How are we doing today? This guy loved tuna. He loved tuna.
Keep the food coming, keep the place clean, keep up the shout-outs.
Hey, Peter.
Mr. Craft Service Charles Scott II keeps this long day going and starts all over again tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow.
Bon appétit!
In Movie Land, I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
The pre-Oscar series concludes tomorrow with some of the secrets behind the special effects of Avatar. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.